The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, I am Millie.
And I'm Bailey.
And I'm Frances.
And we are
the Musketeers
from Motueka High School.
Welcome back to the Musketeers. Once again, it's only Frances. But today we have Tamanui from The Spot. Welcome aboard, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Frances. How are you?
I'm good. Would you like to talk to us about The Spot?
Yeah. Where to start? I think The Spot is something that's been, it's been a long time coming, you know. The rangatahi in the area, you know, over, you know, generations have always needed something, needed somewhere. And so, you know, finally something's come into fruition. And The Spot is a place, you know, first and foremost, it's a safe space. It's a safe space for our rangatahi to go to. It's also a place where you can go and build connection, you know, whether that be with rangatahi, some of the youth workers that are there. You know, we've got a pretty cool team down there as well. And also, you know, you can go down there, whether it's just to hang out, or you can also go looking for opportunities. So, like, the way in which we operate, you know, we do have, like, your typical drop-in services. We've got pool table, we've got air hockey, we've got game consoles, you know, we've always got kids in there playing Fortnite, and Dress to Impress. It's like a game that's on Roblox. Girls love it. So yeah, often, you know, we've got a few girls on the screens, and they like got these little runway things, like pageants going on. So that's pretty cool. And then we've also got a functioning music studio as well. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much us, you know, in a nutshell. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, that's it. That's The Spot in a nutshell.
So when is The Spot open to others to come in?
So our operating hours, we operate 5 days a week, Monday to Friday. Monday to Thursday, we're open from 1 o'clock, and we stay open until 5:30. On Fridays, we stay open until 7. Now, the reason we stay open until 7 is because next door at the rec centre, they have skating and basketball on. One thing we notice with a lot of our youth is they'd like to go hang out on the field. They'd, you know, tell their parents they're going to basketball or they're going skating, and then off they go to just hang out on the field. So we thought, you know, why not keep our doors open? They can come over there, you know, we've got food, it's safe. And it's, yeah, it's a lot better than just standing around on grass as well.
And how long would you say The Spot's been open for, and how long have you been involved with it?
So I think it was established around May last year, and then moved into the building, which we are now in September. I myself have been there since November. So I started officially on November the 3rd. Yeah.
And how are you enjoying it there?
I'm loving it. I think the reward you get from working with youth, I suppose it's almost, you know, the reward you gain from just working with people in general, you know, being able to have an impact on someone's life is hugely rewarding. I mean, you know, if that paid the bills, I'd probably be years in advance on my rent and my power bill and all that sort of stuff. But unfortunately, you know, they ask for money instead.
And what are the age groups for The Spot they are catering for?
So we cater for the ages from 12 to 24. So it's a pretty wide range. And I think that works perfectly in the way that we operate as well. You know, as a 12-year-old, you're not going to go out looking for jobs and work experience and all that sort of stuff. You know, so those are the ones that will come down. They'll play Fortnite and Roblox and all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, when you're, you know, 16, between 16 and 24, that's when you start looking at all the other opportunities that are out there and that we're connected to.
Would you say there's anything new you'd like to bring into The Spot that they might be lacking?
This podcasting.
Oh, yes.
We've floated the idea for a while now, because of the wide engagement in which we've had. We've always wanted a way to kind of spread that. Social media is great, but also I think just the one-on-one time that you get during podcasting, you know, you learn a lot about someone. And so because of, you know, the wide range and the versatility of our community, we wanted to put that out, you know, in multiple different ranges. So we have thought about podcasting and the different ways that we can do that, you know, whether it's talking to, you know, some of our sporting superstars, like, you know, your Jolene Jones and your Emma Parkers, your David Havilis, Or then, you know, we can also look at our young guns. You know, we've got young Baba Jake from Motueka High School. We've got Sean Patillo. We've got Bhakti Rutledge. You know, kids that are doing stuff that is real cool. And, you know, we just wanted to kind of, you know, give them a bit of acknowledgement within the community, but also show them that, you know, we see you guys. You know, we see what you're up to. We see you doing well. So let's put a bit of emphasis on that. Yeah.
Would you believe that The Spot and Fresh FM could fill in a spot with collaboration for that?
Definitely. Definitely. I think, you know, because at The Spot, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, we understand what community has to offer, what everyone has to offer. So, I mean, yeah, because Fresh FM's already here, you know. So, yeah, let's tag team that and pull something off.
How do the staff at The Spot tend to deal with a lot of the issues that come in from other people that are coming along?
The way in which we operate, we're very open-minded, you know. We understand that not everyone fits the same shoe, you know. So we really focus on building connection first. You know, first and foremost, we're building connection. And then from there, you know, we can look at better ways in which we, let's say, attack any issues. Because, I mean, you're not going to take the same approach with person A and person B, you know, for example. So instead of, you know, kind of having them sit down like a therapist, we build real relationships. So then everything actually, you know, it comes naturally. Once everything comes naturally, it's like mentoring. You know, you can't just sit down with a whole bunch of questions and expect someone to answer them. You actually have to build a real relationship there first. And then everything starts just flowing from there, you know, before you know it, as opposed to you asking the questions, they're answering the questions without even being asked. You know, they're in a comfortable space where they're able to do so. And so, yeah, that's pretty much the way we operate, you know. We can greet everyone that comes through that door. We greet them by their name because we know who they are. We know who they are. We know where they come from. We know what they like. That's the genuine relationships that you can build down there.
So I suppose you could say, you could describe The Spot under one word, being a sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm. That's what we aim for, everyone. You know, mikasa sukasa type thing. You know, my house is your house. When they get in there, you know, obviously, you know, we've got guidelines and boundaries and all that sort of stuff. But the rangatahi are free to do whatever they want, you know, and express themselves, obviously, to a certain degree. But yeah, when they come in there, they know that they're at home. And they can feel safe, like it is their home. You know, it's their home away from home. A lot of them, you know, they go away from their home to feel that, you know. And that's what we want. Obviously, we want everyone to be able to feel at home when they're at home. But if they don't, then yeah, we try to create that environment for them.
And what supports do you receive from the community?
So our community support has been amazing. You know, you can start from, you know, things like kai relief, all that sort of stuff. We've had financial support. We've had, over National Youth Week, we actually had the guys at Escape Space, who are, you know, from Motueka. They gave us the whole space for a set price, and we were in a position where we offered some vacancies to other youth organizations to bring their kids along free of charge. You know, we managed to secure funding from different areas and get that all served. You know, we've had people that are, you know, keen to just get us out and about so we can create engagement, so we can get more rangatahi through our doors. We've had, you know, items donated. We had Trilogy Combat come through, and they gifted us a pool table. They gifted us a pool table, you know, and that's like, I'd say that's almost like a centerpiece of The Spot. Now there's a lot of attraction there. And people just, you know, looking to bring their skills into the space as well. You know, we've got Optimus Grime, you know, he's keen. I've linked up with Johnny Murphy, who's a drummer from Black Seeds, you know, another local guy. Yeah, people that are just willing to, you know, donate their time, their energy to our rangatahi. And obviously, you know, we just put the word out there, you know, this is what we're trying to do. And people just, yeah, they come from all over the place. It's amazing. It's cool seeing the community holding themselves accountable. There's a lot of people out there that say, you know, Motueka really needs a space. But then you go looking for support and some people are gone, you know, and often it's those loudest voices. But whereas, yeah, with this, you know, it's been awesome to see, you know, those same voices that are saying Motueka needs this. And then they're still there, you know, when we're looking for support. And, you know, they might not have it on them, but then, you know, they'll look at their contacts and all that sort of stuff, and they'll look into their reaches. So yeah, that's the type of support that we get down there.
So we'll have a break now, and mm-hmm. Would you like to pick the song?
Yeah. I like a song that reminds me of home. It's called Ukaipo by Luke Whanga. Welcome.
wide is the demographic of the kids that come into the spot?
Our rangatahi, we're extremely diverse when we look at, you know, racial profiling. You know, just off the top of my head, you know, we've got Samoan whānau, we've got Māori whānau, we've got European, we've touched base with the homeschool community as well. We have them in quite frequently on Fridays, and then also, you know, their rangatahi come in, you know, on our drop-in days as well. And even within that homeschool community, you know, I mean, we've got Dutch, we've got Spanish, we've linked up with the Rainbow community. So yeah, we're far and wide, you know, as many different groups as we can get through their door. That's what we want. Yeah.
Are there any other supports you can bring in?
So yes, there are. But I mean, already we've established so many great connections. You know, we're working in close tangent with places like RISE, Te Piki Oranga, Nelson Bay's Primary Health, Whakatū Marae. I could literally go on and on and on, because we've managed to connect ourselves and align ourselves with so many different organisations. But yeah, you know, we've got mental health services. We've got, you know, we've got Wānanga-based services, education services. We teamed up with guys like the Cadets, you know, Sport Tasman. So yeah, we've managed to put ourselves all over the place. And because the reason we do such is our rangatahi, you know, a lot of times they're too whakamai, they're too shy to go out there and introduce themselves to these services. So that's where we do that introduction for ourselves first and foremost, to create and break that ice. But then, you know, we'll take them on their journey, however that may look. Just, you know, short introductions. And then sometimes, you know, it might be like we might end up going to a couple of meetings, you know, getting people over to NMIT. They might be, you know, a bit anxious about going there. So it's like, okay, well, do you want me to come? I'm happy to come. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, that'll be cool. Sweet, let's go, let's do it. Just stuff like that.
And are there any opportunities for people that go to the spot to look into career advisors?
Definitely. So, I mean, already, you know, with the staff at the spot, extremely diverse. Me personally, you know, I've done stuff like, you know, like fruit labour. I've worked done at the fisheries. I've done sales and marketing over in Australia. You know, I'm a barber and a chef and a tattoo artist. And then we've got Logan, who's one of our youth workers and mentors down there. He spent, you know, 15 odd years as a tradie. And, you know, he brings a wealth of knowledge in that area. And then we've also got Jacinda as well. She has got, she's maybe 20-25 years in the youth game and just in social services. But then she's also, she's well versed around civil engineering as well. You know, so that's just a base. But then we've also built up good connection with the high school, Motueka High School. So, you know, we've got access to like the gateway service and all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, everyone that we work with around here, you know, we've looked at work experience, even trying to, you know, get some of our rangatahi into work. Yeah, we're open to it all. We kind of, you know, if it's ours, if it's a skill set of ours or if it's a connection of ours, then it's open to our rangatahi, it's open to our youth.
And do you do any liaise with any local businesses?
We do. And we've had quite a few that have gone through, you know, they've gone along, you know, really successfully. And we've got another one, I think we're looking at in the next week, in the early childhood sector. Yeah. And so that'll be pretty cool. It's cool, you know, when you're able to kind of see the people that you work with, you can kind of see these skills and think, you know, you think to yourself first and foremost, like, hey, I can see you, you know, in a certain area. Hang on, I know someone in that area. Okay, cool. So I'll go make that connection. And then, yeah, we just kind of take it from there.
So we'll take yet another song break. And would you like to pick the second one?
How about something by Coterie? I like, yeah, anything by Coterie. Yeah.
You got it.
My brother, I love ya. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. My sister, I miss ya. There are so many things I wanna tell you. 'Cause together we fought, and together we cried. Nothing comes in between, we're together for life. Never above ya, I'm never below ya, always beside ya. No, I'm never above ya, I'm never below ya, always beside ya. Without you. And my father, we're just like each other. And everything I do, well, I got it from you. Oh, 'cause together we fought, and together we cried. Nothing comes in between, we're together for life. Never above ya, I'm never below ya, always.
of a lawyer, always beside you.
So that was Always Beside You featuring 660. So now that we're back, I would love to ask, what inspired you to take on the position you have at the spot?
So I've got a passion for working with people. That's my love, is working with people. Working with people, seeing people thrive, seeing people happy. So when the position at the spot came about, I jumped all over it, and you know, I'm very grateful in the fact that I got the position. Because you know, the spot is the perfect place for me to, you know, kind of get the gratitude that I look for. I don't know if that's the right way of putting it, but you know, a lot of people, we go out and we look for gratitude in certain ways, and mine is seeing people grow and being able to have an impact and being able to help implement towards that growth. My long term goal, I want to be a life coach. So you know, I've done, you know, personal training, and I'm currently doing my bachelor's in professional supervision. You know, it's all working around the same realm. You know, all working with people, but yeah, just trying to inspire, trying to help. I think help is the biggest one, is just trying to help people. And so being able to help our rangatahi, because I mean, you know, the key thing here is our children of today are our adults of tomorrow. And you know, so if we can help them become better people today, then you know, that's going to have a great effect on them tomorrow.
So as a parent and youth worker, what advice would you be able to give to those whom are bombarded by social media?
What advice would I give? Don't give in to the facade. You know, when you look on social media, everyone, well, majority of people anyway, especially influencers, they only show the good stuff. No one ever highlights the bad stuff. You know, no one ever highlights the struggles. And I mean, you know, a lot of it is fake anyway. You know, you've got people out there saying, you know, they might be out on a run, but then, you know, they've poured water on their face and they run about 12 meters, you know, just for that clip that people are going to go and hit, you know, hit like on, you know, 1.8 million times or whatever. So the advice that I'd give to that is, yeah, don't give in to the facade. Be your best self. Create your best version. You know, however that looks, that's up to the individual. I'm still working on that myself. You know, we can never stop, you know, trying to become that best version, you know. But I mean, as long as you're trying to be better than yesterday, you're winning, you know. So yeah, be your best version.
And where do you get your funding from?
So our first round of funding is government. Well, obviously, on, you know, a lot of things are government funded, but that was our establishment. Now we are on the hunt, you know, for funding to keep the doors open. So we are looking at multiple avenues. We do get a lot of help, you know, for a lot of some of our smaller projects from community, however that may look. We're open to anything and everything, really. So yeah, I think to answer that, yeah, is we're government funded.
Well, thank you for coming on today. It was wonderful having you here and hearing about the spot. Would you like to pick one last song to send us out?
Yeah, let's go A Whole Vibe by DJ Noise. I think that'd be a pretty cool song to end up with. Yeah, let's go there, eh? But yeah, thanks for having me. It's been real cool.
It's been real cool having you here too. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week.
Cheers, you too.
Creeping with him for like the whole night, and niggas still be hating, but I don't know why. Keep my foot up on their necks, it's like a bow tie. Yeah, she love how I'm coming, not when I'm leaving. Get you one of them covers, I'm undefeated. She been messing with me 'cause I'm a whole vibe, and I've been creeping with her for like the whole night. Yeah, and I'm on my way to put that pressure on you, but she so good they got a nigga checking on you. I ain't one of these niggas that be flexing on you. Make the bust like I done got that weapon on you. That's what she sound like. After we finna go another round. Done with these bitches, I really need to hold it down. So back in the studio, finna kill another sound. But yeah, in the way that we rockin', girl, they will never know. I got that dope for your body, we going federal. She held me up, so I put her up on the pedals. The type of vibe that I'm giving, look, baby, it's unforgettable. Got that drink in my bladder, baby, I need it. Put that thing on the platter, bet I'ma eat it.
Norwegian, baby, and that's the reason, yeah. She been messing with me cause I'm a whole lot. And I've been creeping with her for like the whole night. And niggas still be hating, but I don't know why. Keep my foot up on these necks, it's like a bow tie, yeah. She love how I'm coming, not when I'm leaving. Get you one of them covers, I'm undefeated. She been messing with me cause I'm a whole lot. I've been creeping with her for like the whole night, yeah. FaceTime, I wanna see what it looking like. I turn the heat up on niggas, I got it cooking right. When it come down to real niggas, you know I'm the prototype. Really gotta keep the Mac on me like I was Dolomite, yeah. Get on top, she ride it just like a motorbike. I'm taking risks for the money, bet I'ma roll the dice. This for the culture, said I don't do this shit for the hype. Gotta take it slow while I pour another four in the Sprite. So many losses, I'm strategizing another win. Fantasizing to pulling up in that double end. She a vibe, she keep it solid, I cut her in. The whole damn world, look, baby, that's what we up again. Got that drink in my bladder, baby, I need it. Put that thing on the platter, bet I'ma eat it. Said my pockets got fatter, these niggas eat it. Put it down for my region, baby, and that's the reason, yeah. She been messing with me cause I'm a whole vine. And I've been creeping with her for like the whole night. And niggas still be hating, but I don't know why. Keep my foot up on these necks, it's like a bow tie, yeah. She love how I'm coming, not when I'm leaving. Get you one of them covers, I'm undefeated. She been messing with me cause I'm a whole vine. I've been creeping with her for like the whole night, yeah.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one, one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.